So this is a small section from Satvata Tantra, chapter 4, verse 49 through 53. It's about Guru Tattva, how we should regard the Guru, and be very careful dealing with the words, instructions, and orders of the spiritual master. Sarva Bhakti Vyatikara Sagurur Vag Anandara Deshena Narakam Yati Kurvan Bhaktim Api Dvijam. One who out of hatred acts contrary to all the rules of devotional service, disrespecting the words of the Guru, goes to hell in spite of performing bhakti. Dosha Dristya Dosha Van Syat Tatra Dosha Phalam Vavet Martya Dristya Kritam Saravam Avit Kunjara Shochavat. One who sees fault is possessed of that same fault and will suffer the result of that fault. All the endeavors of one who sees their guru as an ordinary person become fruitless, like the bathing of an elephant. Dosha Drishtya Dosha Vansyat Tatra Dosh Phalam Bhavet. Dosha Dristya, to see the faults of another's. It says Dosha Dristya Dosha Van Syat. And Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Bhagavan, Van means the possessor of, or to have, to retain the qualities of. So Dosha Van means one who's a master of dosh, faults, problems, obstacles, mistakes. So Dristya, if we see the faults in others, that's because we have those same faults in ourselves. And the Veda, the verse is Atmana Manyate Jagat. One sees the jagat or the world in terms of his own mindset, in terms of his own thinking, his own conceptions. If we are lusty people, we'll see lust everywhere, or other lusty people. So if we're envious people, we'll see envious people other and outside ourselves. So fault finding is not encouraged here. It's certainly discouraged here and everywhere else. And look within. As they say, when you point your finger, usually we point or index it at someone. Say, hey, you, stop. What are you doing? You have some fault. It said when you point one finger at someone else, then three fingers are still pointing back at ourselves. The classic story is the story of the sieve and the needle. Sieve is like a strainer, an instrument for straining water when cooking. Maybe it's called a saini or something in Hindi. It's a piece of metal, it was many, many perforations, hundreds of holes in it, and it's tied onto a handle. And you're making cheese, and you want to pour the cheese water off the cheese, separate the whey from the cheese. You pour it through the sieve, colander, sieve, saini, whatever. And it retains the cheese and lets the water pass through the holes. So there was a story about Mr. Sieve one day had an argument with Mr. Needle. Mr. Sieve said, hey, Mr. Buck the Needle, Mr. Needle, don't you know you have one big hole in your back? You're very tall and skinny, very narrow, and very pointed. But you have one big hole in your back. Do you know that? It does not look very good. It's a great dosh, great fault you have. So then Mr. Needle replies to Mr. Sieve, Hare, look who's talking. Look who's talking, man. Have you ever looked in the mirror? Have you ever looked at yourself? Have you ever examined yourself? Your whole body is full of holes. Everywhere, right, left, top and bottom. Inside and out, there's nothing but holes, 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 holes. You're nothing but made of holes. And if you look, and what are you talking about me? I have one hole in my back. Otherwise, my back is straight. I have some solid body here, only one hole. And you have nothing but holes. You're nothing. You're made of holes. You're made of faults. So why are you pointing the finger at me? Why are you finding fault with me? Why are you criticizing me? So that's called faulty vision. Wrong vision, faulty vision. Dosh dristya. Fault vision, fault finder. A fault finder, a fault seer. So if we're going to look within. The kingdom of God lies within. So to get to the kingdom of God lying within, first we have to cross the kingdom of our own anarthas. We have to swim across the ocean of birth and death. Then cross the hot desert of our own field of anarthas, anartha kshetra. Cross the hot desert of our own anarthas, anartha kshetra. Then we can enter the kingdom of God within us, the pure land of Vrajadham. So we should be so busy picking ourselves apart and cross-examining ourselves and examining ourselves and judging ourselves and weighing ourselves. We should be so busy with our own business we don't have any time to mind other people's business and be busy with other people's faults or to be talking about or gossip. Be talking about or gossiping about other people's faults. Bhajan karo, naam karo. Take the name, chant the name. More naam. Do namam. Naam and smaran and seva. More and more seva. Guru seva. Krishna seva, Radha seva, Nitya seva. Charan Seva, Nikunja Seva. And then this going on to this fault finding, this Dosh Dristya, Kunjara Shocha, the bathing of an elephant. What is the bathing of an elephant? Often used as an analogy in Shastra. Elephant has a very funny proclivity. It's running here and there, getting so much dust on his back, collecting so much dust and dirt, getting so overheated and perspiring on hot day. So he takes shelter of a refreshing, cooling, running stream, running lake, rushing river. And he bathes in those waters, he cools his body down, he cleanses his skin, elephant skin. And then, after all bathing and becoming clean and fresh, he comes out on the bank of the river and finds some nice, dry, dusty place full of piles and piles of dust and dirt. Then he rolls back and forth in that dirt and becomes covered again with dirt. So one minute clean and fresh, next minute soiled and dirty, covered with dirt. So the endeavors of one who sees Guru as an ordinary person becomes fruitless, like the bathing of an elephant. So we do some endeavors in devotional service. But at the same time, if we see the spiritual master, if we see our Gurudev as an ordinary person or a mundane person, then it's just like rolling in the dirt again. We have dirt, we have anartha, we have avidya, we have aparads within our mind and hearts and bodies due to our prarabdha karma, misdeeds, miscalculations and mistakes. And then we come under the fold of devotional service, under the shelter and guidance of Sri Guru. And we engage in sadhana bhajan, and we become cleansed, we become fresh, we become pure, like the elephant bathing in the rushing stream, the rushing waves of bhakti, the swirling waves of devotion. They cleanse the mind and heart. But then if we make the offense of thinking the Guru is an ordinary soul, is an ordinary resident of Martyaloka, Martya Dristya Kritam Sarvam. Then again, we roll on the dust. Again, our contamination comes back to us. Sarva sarana mukhya hi guru seva sadadrita yaya bhaktir bhagavati yanjasa syat sukhavaha. Of all the activities of sadhana, the most important is the service to Guru. Sarva sarana mukhya. Mukhi means main or chief. of all the different types of sadhana, Shravanam, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanavedanam, Sarvasa Sadhana Mukhehi, Guru Seva Sadadrita. This is the most important. By that service, devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is quickly, easily, and happily attained. Yaya Bhaktir Bhagavati Yanjasa Syat Sukhavaha. So the service of Guru is so much stressed here in Sattvata Tantra, which is recorded by Srila Vyasadeva, that one becomes happy by serving Guru. One becomes very happy and joyful, and he quickly attains bhakti and devotion for God, and very easily at that. What is the difficulty? Srila Prabhupada used to often ask his disciples, what is the difficulty? Is chanting the holy name and dancing difficulty? Is honoring sumptuous, wonderful Krishna prasadam difficult? And is hearing wonderful, stimulating, educational, enlightening philosophy of the Bhagavat and Bhagavad Gita, is that difficult? What is the difficulty? Is associating with devotees and serving with them side by side for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, is that difficulty? What is the difficulty? Is it difficult to preach the glories of the Lord and the glories of the holy name? That is not difficult. What is the difficulty? The Prabhupada would say, what is the difficulty? Simply hear, chant, and remember, and encourage others to do the same. In this way, your life will become simple and sublime, and you'll never be the same. Tasmat sava prayatnena gurorvag adranena vai karya seva tu tatsarva bhagavad bhakti vardhani. One should therefore very carefully respect the Guru's words. They increase one's devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sava prayatnena gurorvaga adar guruvaga darena vai. Adar. Adar means respect, regard, honor, care. Guruvag. Gurorvag adarena vai. It's what happens by showing respect, carefully respecting the Guru's words. Then one's Bhagavad Bhakti Vardhani, like Govardhan, increasing Sarva Bhagavad Bhakti, all the limbs and all the aspects of devotion and bhakti, love, service to Bhagavan Sri Krishna will be enhanced, increased by doing this activity. Yesham Guror Cha Japye Cha Vishno Cha Paramatmani Nasti Bhakti Sadata Tesham Vachanam Parivarjayat. One should always reject the words of those who have no devotion for their Guru, for sacred mantras, for Lord Vishnu, and for the all-pervading Super Soul. So this is Parivarjayat. Parivarjayat. Reject, renounce, give up, run away, leave. Reject the words, the Vachanam. Sada tesham vachanam parivarjayat. Always reject the words of those. Sada tesham vachanam parivarjayat. A sincere and serious sadhaka or devotee aspiring for prema, Radha prema, Krishna prema, should always reject the words of those who have no devotion for their Guru, or Jap, or Vishnu, or Paramatma. So these are some wonderful words from Sattvata Tantra to remind us of the proper attitude and regard for Sri Guru. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Guru Parampara ki jai, Sri Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara ki jai, Char Sampradaya ki jai.